Chapter 13. Turgeon, the Panthan. The face of Carthoris of Helium gave no token of the emotions that convulsed him inwardly as he heard from the lips of Alvas that Helium was at war with Teucer, and that fate had thrown him into the service of the enemy. That he might utilize this opportunity to the good of Helium scarce sufficed to outweigh the chagrin he felt that he was not fighting in the open at the head of his own loyal troops. To escape the Teucerians might prove an easy matter, and then again it might not. Should they suspect his loyalty and the loyalty of an impressed Panthan was always open to suspicion, he might not find an opportunity to elude their vigilance until after the termination of the war, which might occur within days, or, again, only after long and weary years of bloodshed. He recalled that history recorded wars in which actual military operations had been carried on without cessation for 500 or 600 years, and even now there were nations upon Barsoom with which Helium had made no peace within the history of man. The outlook was not cheering. He could not guess that within a few hours he would be blessing the fate that had thrown him into the service of Teucer. "Ah!" exclaimed Alvas. "Here is my father now. Car. Vascor. Here is one you will be glad to meet, a doughty Panthan." He hesitated. "Turgeon," interjected Carthoris, seizing upon the first appellation that occurred to him. As he spoke, his eyes crossed quickly to the tall warrior who was entering the room. Where before had he seen that giant figure, that taciturn countenance, and the livid sword cut from temple to mouth? "Vascor," repeated Carthoris mentally. "Ascor." Where had he seen the man before? And then the noble spoke, and like a flash it all came back to Carthoris, the forward servant upon the landing stage at Darth, that time that he had been explaining the intricacies of his new compass to Thuvan Din, the lone slave that had guarded his own hangar that night he had left upon his ill-fated journey for Darth, the journey that had brought him so mysteriously to Pharaanthar. "Vascor," he repeated aloud. "Blessed be your ancestors for this meeting." Nor did the Teucerian guess the wealth of meaning that lay beneath that hackneyed phrase with which a Barsoomian acknowledges an introduction. "And blessed be yours, Turgeon," replied Vascor. Now came the introduction of Carcomac to Vascor, and as Carthoris went through the little ceremony there came to him the only explanation he might make to account for the white skin and auburn hair of the bowman. For he feared that the truth might not be believed, and thus suspicion be cast upon them both from the beginning. "Carcomac," he explained, "is, as you can see, a Thurn. He has wandered far from his ice-bound southern temples in search of adventure. I came upon him in the pits of Aanthar, but though I have known him so short a time, I can vouch for his bravery and loyalty. Since the destruction of the fabric of their false religion by John Carter, the majority of the Thurns had gladly accepted the new order of things, so that it was now no longer uncommon to see them mingling with the multitudes of red men in any of the great cities of the outer world, so Vascor neither felt nor expressed any great astonishment. All during the interview Carthoris watched, cat-like, for some indication that Vascor recognized in the battered Panthan the erstwhile gorgeous Prince of Helium. But the sleepless nights, the long days of marching and fighting, the wounds and the dried blood had evidently sufficed to obliterate the last remnant of his likeness to his former self. And then Vascor had seen him, but twice in all his life. Little wonder that he did not know him. During the evening Vascor announced that on the morrow they should depart north toward Teucer, picking up recruits at various stations along the way. In a great field behind the house a flyer lay a fair-sized cruiser transport that would accommodate many men, yet swift and well-armed also. Here Carthoris slept, and Carcomac too, with the other recruits, under guard of the regular Teucerian warriors that manned the craft. Toward midnight Vascor returned to the vessel from his son's house, repairing at once to his cabin. Carthoris, with one of the Teucerians, was on watch. It was with difficulty that the Heliumite repressed a cold smile as the noble passed within a foot of him, within a foot of the long, slim, Heliumitic blade that swung in his harness. How easy it would have been! How easy to avenge the cowardly trick that had been played upon him to avenge Helium and Darth and Thuvia. But his hand moved.